It's Monday, December 16th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Chuck Schumer pushes Mitch McConnell to negotiate as the minority leader lays out the Democrat Senate impeachment plan. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin judge orders the removal of over 200,000 voters from an important swing state's registry. And lastly, most of the staff working for Representative Jeff Van Drew resign in protest as the Trump-loving congressman prepares to switch to the Republican Party.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
In a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Sunday evening, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said that Senate Democrats want impeachment testimony from administration witnesses, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Schumer also requested the trial process begin on January 6th, with the trial itself starting on January 9th, and according to Politico, asked for structure that mirrors the impeachment trial of Bill Clinton in 1999. McConnell and Schumer have yet to sit down and have a discussion specifically about the trial. However, if McConnell can get 51 of the 53 Senate Republicans to stick together, the GOP will likely ignore Schumer's request and bipartisan negotiations altogether. A Wisconsin judge on Friday ordered the registration of up to 234,000 voters be tossed out because they may have moved, a victory for conservatives that could make it more difficult for people to vote next year in the key swing state. The judge sided with three voters represented by a conservative law firm who argued the State Elections Commission should have immediately deactivated any of the roughly 234,000 voters who didn't respond to an October mailing within 30 days. The judge's ruling comes in the early stages of the case and is expected to be immediately appealed. It is likely to go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is controlled 5-2 by conservatives. The case is important for both sides ahead of the 2020 presidential race in narrowly divided Wisconsin, which Donald Trump won by fewer than 23,000 votes in 2016. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, told the Milwaukee Independent that the purge was a product of a right-wing legal and political strategy to prevent eligible voters from voting. Wickler called on voting rights advocates to help make sure purge voters get to the polls in 2020.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Five senior aides for Representative Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey resigned on Sunday as a lawmaker formerly prepared to switch parties, stating they were, quote, deeply saddened and disappointed by his decision, unquote. The aides in Van Drew's Washington office wrote a joint letter to his chief of staff, stating that Van Drew's decision to become a Republican after winning his seat last year as a Democrat, quote, does not align with the values we brought to this job, unquote. Van Drew, who was his party's most vocal opponent of impeaching Donald Trump, reportedly made the decision to leave the Democrats after a personal meeting with Trump on Friday. Politico reports the Congress had begun informing some of his staff later that day, but didn't want the news of his party switch to be public until this week, when House Democrats are scheduled to impeach Trump. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Eight mayors across the country are backing Michael Bloomberg for president. But as the New York Times reports, all eight mayors attended Bloomberg's boot camp for mayors at Harvard University, and more than half have reportedly received millions of dollars in grants and support packages from Bloomberg himself. West Point officials say they are, quote, looking into what prompted West Point cadets to flash a hand sign during the annual Army-Navy football game on Saturday that has frequently been associated with the white power movement. And lastly, the Washington Post reports that Donald Trump has now made 15,413 false or misleading claims over his 1,055 days in office. The rate of Trump's lies appears to have rapidly accelerated this year, more than doubling the total number for his 3 years in office.
Quicker! Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at noon or later wherever your podcasts are found.